a Boston man wanted by the FBI for possible ties to the ISIS social media wing, worshipped at the same Boston mosque as the Marathon bombers. Several other known terrorists have also attended this mosque.
The mosque on Prospect Street is not only Cambridge, Massachusetts' largest mosque, it is also the city's only mosque. As many as 1,000 people a week, including immigrants, students, families, and residents from surrounding neighborhoods, stop by to pray up to 5 times a day, as Islam requires. It is open to everyone and attracts all kinds, including at least 8 extremists and recently convicted terrorists, one now under investigation for ties to ISIS. Juliet Kayam.
At some stage, we have to accept reality, which is a number of people who have taken up arms against Americans, either here in Boston or abroad with ISIS, have an affiliation with that mosque.
They include the alleged Marathon bombers Tamerlan and Jokhar Tsarnaev, Lady Al-Qaeda, an imprisoned MIT-trained neuroscientist who ISIS suggested swapping for American James Foley, and now a University of Massachusetts computer graduate wanted for possible ties to ISIS's social media wing. Afia Siddiqui was found in 2008 carrying bomb-making documents for a mass casualty chemical and biological weapons attack against targets like the Statue of Liberty and Brooklyn Bridge. Boston pharmaceutical student Tariq Mahana was found guilty of plotting an attack on a local shopping mall.
And law enforcement authorities do have this mosque on their radar. The mosque says they have a very good working relationship with both local, state, and federal authorities. Aaron?
This is an incredible story, and you're able to tie all of that together to the same Boston
They're watching.
Mosque.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to keep following that story. Deb's been doing such incredible reporting on that. We do have the breaking news, though. The head coach of the NFL's Baltimore Ravens about to speak at a news conference.